From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Controversial memo released in the U.S. United States House Republicans release a controversial memo Friday. It contains allegations of what they say is FBI misconduct, including that a dossier by a former British spy was a, quote, essential part of an FBI application to run surveillance on a Trump campaign advisor, with no mention it was funded by the opposing Democratic campaign. Bill Gallo has more.
The move came over the fierce objections of the FBI and Justice Department, which have said the document prepared by the Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee is inaccurate and missing critical context. The memo alleges that the FBI abused U.S. government surveillance powers in its investigation into Russian election interference. Trump, who has called the investigation a witch hunt, authorized the release of the memo in the apparent hopes that it could help undermine the probe being led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said the Taliban is using Pakistan as a headquarters. This coming a day after Afghan officials gave Pakistan confessions and other proof showing that the militants who carried out a recent series of attacks were trained in Pakistan. Jeff Custer has more.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said Taliban's base is in Pakistan and asked Pakistan to take action to prevent further attacks by the militants on Afghan territory. In a televised speech to the nation, flanked by Islamic clerics Friday, Ghani also urged Taliban insurgents who wanted to talk peace with the government to separate themselves from those who only want to fight. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The United States on Friday banned the export of weapons and defense services to South Sudan, stepping up pressure. This is VOA News. Kenyan